Good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas. Christmas Day has arrived. And the message this morning is from Paul Lambert. We live in times when there are different stories at Christmas. So many different nativity plays, you can get a bit confused. And sometimes they make it up as they go along. One nativity play, a young lad desperately wanted to play the part of Joseph. So when it came to the school play, the teachers gathered everybody together, gave out the parts, and finally the young lad was given the part of an innkeeper. He was very disappointed. In fact, he was furious. He was absolutely mad. And on the night of the play in school, in front of the parents, family, friends, teachers, and the rest of the school, Mary and Joseph came and knocked on the door of the innkeeper. The young lad answered, and Joseph said, "Have you any room for me and my wife? She's having a baby." The innkeeper pointed at Mary and said, "You can come in." And then pointed at Joseph and said, "You can get lost. I wanted your part." The moral of the story is that we should stick to the original script. Luke 2:8-20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on peace, on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. 400 years of silence from the Lord. The events from Malachi to Matthew represent an absolute time of silence. When there were no prophets to speak a message to the people, no signs, no wonders to speak a message to the people, as far as we know. The silence from God must have been deafening and must have left them wondering if God had abandoned them. Some of you may be wondering the same thing. This year's been a rough one with the pandemic, so many people suffering and dying. I'm sure some may feel the Lord has deserted them. The message today deals with the first words spoken by the angels concerning the words of God: freedom from fear, hopelessness, and a newfound freedom to worship. Freedom from fear. The shepherds were attending their flocks. There were no lights in the desert where they were, except perhaps a fire to keep them warm, or possibly a full moon, and suddenly the area lit up as though the sun had appeared just for them. Scripture says they were afraid. The Greek word literally means they feared a great fear. They were very, very afraid of what was happening. God's message to his people begins with three words. Each time the angel appears, his words are, "Do not be afraid." He appears to Elizabeth and Zachariah, Mary and Joseph, and to the shepherds. When Paul was younger, he says, like many boys, he used to like watching westerns on TV. John Wayne was a hero. They were usually about cowboys and Indians, and one thing noticeable was at the end, there was always a rescue. The cowboys were always outnumbered and surrounded by many Indians, but at the last moment, the cavalry turned up. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, because God is coming to the rescue." Salvation to the hopeless, the sinfulness, the sorrow, the woe of this world. Freedom from hopelessness. The shepherds lived in a secluded, hopeless world. One reason is that their jobs required them to be away from the city so that their sheep could eat. Wherever the sheep were, the shepherds had to be. The other reason they were secluded was that no one wanted to be around them. They worked with sheep, so they tended to be a bit smelly. They had an odour about them, you might say. They were stinky. They also had a bad reputation. They were generally considered to be thieves. What's thine is mine, generally what my wife tells me, but actually applied to shepherds, according to the Talmud concerning the character of the shepherds. So on top of the smell, they were thieves, so largely ignored by the city people. They were excluded from worship because they were unclean. They could not come into the temple because of the nature of their work. So in the general scheme of things, shepherds were outcasts. They were secluded and excluded from the acceptable people. The good news of great joy came to these shepherds. The Lord is back, and there's great news. A saviour is born. He has come. The shepherds were left out in the cold when it came to the things of God in New Testament times. They must have forgotten that their forefathers were herders and David was a king and a shepherd. The news of God was not to the elite or the religious. The good news was to these outcasts. Perhaps it is the hopelessness concerning religious matters that God brings hope to them. The good news of great joy is for everyone. The hopelessness in this world has been overcome by the Saviour, Christ the Lord, who brings salvation, hope and joy, and who was revealed by lowly shepherds. That message is really a great joy for all. Do you know you are free? The difference between possession and enjoyment is well illustrated by a story of a French World War French soldier called Louis. He overstayed his leave and, fearing disgrace, he decided to desert and persuaded his mother to lock him up in the attic for 21 years. But in August 1937, his mother died. There was no chance of him retaining his incognito position. So pale and haggard, he went to the nearest police officer where he gave himself up. The policeman looked at him with incredulity and asked him, "Where have you been? Have you not heard?" "Have I not heard what?" said Louis. "That the law of amnesty for all deserters was passed years ago." You see, Louis had freedom but did not enjoy it because he didn't know he had it. It's the same with many who have been set free by Jesus but are not enjoying it because they do not know they have it. Free to worship God. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So what did the shepherds do? They went to see for themselves. When they arrived, they found the baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger, just like they were told. The sign was there. The expectations of the shepherds were met. The message in Romans is not that man was born free and everywhere he is in chains, but rather, as Rousseau puts it, that human beings are born in sin and slavery, but Jesus Christ came to set us free. Here is unfolded the good news of freedom, freedom from the holy wrath of God upon all ungodliness, freedom from alienation into reconciliation, freedom from the condemnation of God's law, freedom from what Malcolm Muggeridge once called the dark little dungeon of our own ego. Freedom from fear of death, freedom from the decay of the groaning creation into the glorious liberty of God's children, and freedom to give ourselves to the loving service of God and others. So what is freedom? Well, it's not what our culture tells us it is. Freedom is not my deciding from the urges and longings of my sinful nature to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, and with whom I want to do it. According to the Bible, that is bondage, not freedom. Rather, true freedom is living as Jesus lived. In fact, he is the only fully free human being that ever lived. And one day, we will be set free fully when we always and only do the will of God. So what is freedom? Amazingly, Jesus' answer is this: submitting to the will of God, to the words of God, and to the work that God calls us to do. Amen. Have a great Christmas, everybody. Love to you all. Keep safe and enjoy being free in Christ. Amen.